Accretion Variability in Ru-Lup, by Camille Stock et al. The process of accretion in classical T Tauri stars, CTTSs, has been observed to vary on different timescales. Studying this variability is vital to understanding a star's evolution and provides insight into the complex processes at work within. Understanding the dichotomy between continuum veiling and emission line veiling is integral to accurately measuring the amount of veiling present in stellar spectra. Here, 15 roughly consecutive nights of optical spectroscopic data from the spectropolarimeter ESPADONS are utilized to characterize the short-term accretion activity in the CTTS, Ru-Lup, and investigate its relationship with the veiling in the LE6707A absorption line. The accretion tracing high Balmer series emission lines were studied and used to obtain the accretion luminosity, LAC, and mass accretion rate, MAC, for each night, which vary by a factor of 2 between the brightest and dimmest nights. We also measured the veiling using multiple photospheric absorption lines, NI5688A, MNI6021A, and LE6707A, for each night. We find the LE6707A line provides measurements of veiling that produce a strong, positive correlation with LAC in the star. When corrected for Li depletion, the average veiling measured in the LE6707A line is RLII, AVG, 3.25 plus or minus 0.20, which is consistent with the other photospheric lines studied, RAVG 3.28 plus or minus 0.65. We measured short timescale variability in the LAC and MAC that are intrinsic and not due to geometric effects. Upon comparing the changes in veiling and LAC, we find a strong, positive correlation. This study provides an example of how this correlation can be used as a tool to determine whether a measured variability is due to extinction or an intrinsic change in accretion. As the determination of veiling is an independent process from measuring LAC, their relationship allows further exploration of accretion phenomena in young stars. This was Accretion Variability in Ru-Lup, by Camille Stock et al.